You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on everything you need to know across the NFL on Tuesday, January 25th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Conference title games are officially set. The Cincinnati Bengals will travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs at 3 p.m. on Sunday. San Francisco 49ers traveling to the Rams. That game is set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The New Orleans Saints, coming off a disappointing season that saw them miss the postseason, are reportedly unsure as to whether or not head coach Sean Payton could return to New Orleans next season. Saints owner Gail Benson was actually asked about Sean Payton on Monday and had this to say.
No, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Payton reportedly has 3 years left on his contract, so we'll see how that plays out in New Orleans. Now that Tom Brady is officially out of the NFL playoffs, head coach Bruce Arians spoke with the media today to wrap up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season. He was asked about Tom Brady possibly retiring, and Arians said he would be comfortable with the quarterbacks on his roster in Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask, but he would look behind door number two since that's how they found Tom Brady. Bruce Arians was also asked if offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, who's been getting looks as a head coach, were to leave, if he would return to play calling duties, and confirmed that would likely be the case. While the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are trying to figure out if they're going to have their starting quarterback headed into next season, they might also have to worry about tight end Rob Gronkowski, who spoke with the media on Monday after the Bucs' 30-27 loss to the Rams. He was asked about retirement or if he'd be back next season, and Gronk said, "I'm really going to basically do what's best for myself in terms of the football world. It's going to be a decision based upon where I'm at in a couple of weeks." So heading into the offseason, the Bucs have question marks about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, two future NFL Hall of Famers. Fresh off the divisional round loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll did interview with the Giants once again for their head coaching position on Monday. Daboll is the first known finalist for the Giants, but they also interviewed Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn on Monday. Patriots assistant Gerard Mayo, who's been busy getting all kinds of head coaching looks, is set to interview with the Las Vegas Raiders later today. Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett had his second interview with the Denver Broncos on Monday. The Kansas City Chiefs waived veteran wide receiver Josh Gordon on Monday. Gordon has been inactive for the Chiefs recently, but they do plan to re-sign him to the practice squad if he clears waivers. Because Gordon was on the 53-man roster for 8 games, he'll get the same playoff check plus a practice squad check for the rest of the season. Chiefs are also expected to activate defensive tackle Colin Saunders off of injured reserve. Head coach Andy Reid confirmed that safety Tyrann Mathieu is still in the NFL's concussion protocol. We'll continue to update you on that ahead of the conference title game. The Chicago Bears are putting in the work when it comes to their head coaching search. The Bears are set to request second interviews with multiple candidates, including Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn and ex-Lions head coach Jim Caldwell. Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus has his second interview with them on Wednesday, and Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen is expected to interview later today. The Arizona Cardinals had their season cut short, and Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell is kind of disappointed with the finish. says he's bothered by the 49ers and Rams NFC title game. Quote, anytime you see your direct competitors in the playoffs, it should bother any football fan. The Arizona Cardinals really floundered down the stretch this season, but they do have a talented roster, and we'll see what they do headed into next year. The Carolina Panthers have officially hired former Giants head coach Ben McAdoo as their new offensive coordinator. If you recall, the Panthers released offensive coordinator Joe Brady midway through the season, so Matt Rhule's got himself a new play caller. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, January 25th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later today. It's the Oddcast with Rob Stats Guerrera, BLG, as they are going to be breaking down everything that happened on Sunday and everything we can look forward to on championship weekend in the NFL. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.